Jackson I travels to Lumen Christi tonight. Let's start with Jackson, and Dan Crowley has him on a little roll, 4-2, and three wins in a row, Dan?
Yeah, we started with a win over Battle Creek Central and then lost two tough ones to Ann Arbor Pioneer and Ypsilanti, both very good teams, but we turned it around and won a buzzer beater at Ann Arbor Huron, won a close game over at Chelsea before we went on break, and then last Friday we won a game over at Battle Creek Central in a Chuck Turner Classic against Kalamazoo Loyniox. So we have won three in a row.
So tell us a little bit about this team. Is it kind of an atypical Jackson team?
We're not real big. I've got nine players from last year. Coming back, we're being led right now in scoring by Tyshawn Kelly, who's averaging 15 a game. He's had a couple big games in a row. Also, Tyler Hunt, he's averaging double figures at about 11. And then Micah Kretzinger's right there, Dakota Robertson, Ramir Rice, Xavier Edwards, Devin Looper stepped in, done a great job. It's been a total team effort. As I said, we got nine kids returning. So they're doing a good job.
Good experience coming back. You also, of course, you're coming off a great football season, and you have some of those football players.
Yeah, we have five guys from the football team that had an excellent fall. Very proud of them for that. That was a lot of fun to watch with them. Micah Kretzinger is going off. He's going to continue his football career at Saginaw Valley.
Okay.
And, Xavier Edwards had a great fall. Dakota Robertson had a great fall. Seniors that, left their legacy with Jackson High. It was a great, great thing to have. Kyron Stitz is also a football player for us. And he's coming off the bench doing a nice job for us, too.
I don't remember a time when Jackson had two first-team All-Staters.
Yeah, it's quite a while. It's hard to do. There's so many good players out there, but we had an excellent group, and they're doing a good job leading us in the wintertime also.
Pretty good group of kids too, isn't it?
It is. These guys, they like to have a lot of fun together, and sometimes you got to corral them a little bit, but for the most part, they get after it, get after each other in practice. And we can make things happen, that's for sure. I mean, we were right in the two games that we lost. We had a lead at halftime with Pioneer and then had a rough start to the fourth quarter. And then at Ypsilanti, we were down big at halftime. We were down 16, came back and tied it in the fourth quarter and ended up losing by one at Ypsilanti. Those are both very good programs. And the win at Ann Arbor Huron was amazing. Tyshawn Kelly hit a shot as the buzzer went off, hit a three-pointer, and we won 66-65. So that was exciting.
New league this year, Dan. Maybe it was time to get rid of the Lansing schools and go east. So far, so good.
So far, so good. Yeah, we've with the fall with our football and soccer programs had a great experience in the new league. Both teams, won our division, and right now, we're right in the thick of things. Obviously, we're a game behind Ypsilanti, and we have not played Ypsilanti Lincoln yet. Those teams are both 2-0 in the league right now, and they're going to be tough to beat. Ypsilanti Lincoln has got the 6'8 freshman that is considered by a lot of people as the top freshman in the country. So. They've lost their first game the past week over in Ypsilanti to River Rouge. So it's a very competitive league. We've got Dexter, Pickney, Tecumseh, Adrian, those guys coming up. And then Ypsilanti Lincoln and then Ypsilanti High again and Chelsea again. Chelsea's a very good team, too. We had to hang on for our win against them.
Dan, how has Jackson been received in the league?
It's gone great so far. You know, obviously I had great relationships with our coaches in the league that we left in CAAC, but everybody I've met so far in our new league has been, you know, very hospitable and welcomed us in, and it's great competition so far. So hopefully it continues to do that, and I'm sure it's going to.
Well, what's your scouting report on Lumen?
I got a chance to see some film on them, and they're still getting their basketball legs, but they're competing, which you know they're going to. And we're going to get their best shot tonight. We know that it's going to be that civil rivalry game, and it's the only time we're playing this year because of our new league and another non-league game that we picked up. We only have room for one game this year, so this is it. So one and done, and hopefully we bring our best game tonight because, you know, we're going to get their best shot.
Well, that adds even quite a bit more to this game tonight then.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, and there was a little bit of confusion on the game time when it was originally scheduled. They were going to start the freshmen at 2:30 and then 4 and then 5:30, but after rethinking it a little bit, they decided to push it back because a lot of people are working this week. So they decided to push it back, and there is no freshman game. There's just JV that starts at 5:30, and then we will play 20 minutes after the JVs, usually around 7 o'clock. So a lot of people, I've gotten a few emails and texts today asking what the game time was for tonight. So it is 5:30 JV start.
Tell them to turn the radio on.
That's right. Turn the radio on. Bring your radio to the game.
We've been saying it all day.
Yeah.
Who scares you for Lumen?
Oh, Dalton Keller. He's their go-to guy. He's been their horse for a few years now, and you know, he just has that knack putting the ball in the basket. Plus, he's a big body, so we're going to have to make sure that we know where he's at all the time. You know, keep good ball pressure on him. Jack Kelly's going to do a great job for him. He's a two-year starter, and they just throw a lot of guys at you. They're a lot of great athletes, and I know Tyler's been working hard with them over break since their last game, trying to get their basketball hands and eye coordination going again. So I'm sure they're going to be ready, but they've got a whole host of players that are going to give us a handful.
Well, you went through that for years. It takes several weeks, doesn't it, to go from
the
football field to the basketball floor.
No. Because they've got guys that are injured after that, you know, after the championship game. And so they've got guys that got to, you know, Bobby Willis, I think, is day-to-day right now. But I'm sure he's going to want to play tonight since this is our only matchup. So, like you said, I've been there and done that. So our guys just got to realize, you know, just because their record isn't that good right now, they're still going to come ready to play. And we've got to bring our A game tonight.
Yeah, I think probably as long as you've been around, and there's still probably a few butterflies you go into this game.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, the kids have been talking about it. Even though we played last Friday, they've been talking about it, you know, in our practices that we've had over break and everything else. So, and we got friends on the other team, and I know they've been talking back and forth, so... You know, it's going to be a good crowd tonight, since it is the only game that we play against them this year, and it's at their place. So
no reason not to about fill that place tonight.
No, no. Michigan State played last night, so there's nothing to do, nothing to watch on TV. We've had to watch enough TV over break.
Oh yeah. So. Well, good luck tonight, Dan.
I appreciate it, Greg. Thanks for
calling, Dan Crowley.